All right, the NBA conversation continues inside the Quicken Loans studios right here in Houston, Texas, at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as promised, we have invited back to our program author Motez Bashara, who released his book, actually was last year. It's titled Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan, where he set off on quite a journey. I have to tell you, he attended 31 games. It was a cross-continental quest to buy the best NBA tickets at the lowest possible prices. His attempt to get the best seat in the house. He's the ultimate bargain hunter, and we brought him back on. We also want to get his pulse on the first round of these very exciting playoffs. My man, Motez Bashara.
Thanks for having me, Alyssa.
Well, before we dive in and get your fill on this exciting, as I said, first round action, all I can say is, I mean, it's just been absolutely amazing to watch. Just all the overtimes, it's been intense, it's been competitive, but I want you to weigh in and give us your hit on the headline that certainly transcended all sports, the NBA delivering a historic ban against Clippers owner Donald Sterling.
Yeah, it's been absolutely fascinating, hasn't it? I think Adam Silver has commanded a huge amount of respect from the league, from fans, even from casual observers. I personally did not really expect a lifetime ban and this kind of definitive decision very, very quickly. It was incredibly impressive. It made a very bold statement. It avoided confrontation from potential players boycotting. That was the news that came out yesterday, that there was some rumbling from players who said they didn't want to play, and fans potentially avoiding the Staples Center, not coming. So I think the commissioner heard about all these rumblings, had very, very little time to react, maybe polled some of the owners who he's closest to and said, hey, I'm thinking of doing this. What do you guys think? And they backed him, and he thought, look, I've got the backing of some of the most important people in this league, and I'm going to come down as hard as I can on Donald Sterling and try and get this guy out of here. It was extremely impressive from that standpoint.
We've got to give a lot of credit to head coach of the Clippers, Doc Rivers. I thought he's been so good with dealing with all the adversity, a class act, and very exceptional.
Absolutely. Class act is the right way to put it. He's a poised guy. He's also a professional, and I think he expects the same out of his players. And at the end of the day, if you're a professional, no matter what kind of distractions are out there, you have a job to do and you have responsibilities, and I think you need to go out, once you get on the court, try and forget about it and just play your game. And I think he did certainly a good job the other night in Game 5 of rallying his players.
A lot of players certainly showing respect for him, but I thought it was really interesting listening to NBA TV and Rick Fox, the analyst there. He just said that, you know, he feels a special connection to Doc Rivers. You just love him as a coach, but you really respect him as a man and what he's done.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was a leader on the court when he played for many years with the Hawks and the Knicks as an all-star.
Sure.
And I think he relates to players, especially to guards. And, you know, his relationship with Chris Paul is probably very strong, and I think it shows on the court.
You're listening to the voice of Motez Bashara, of course, the author. Wrote a book last year. It's titled Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. We're going to hit on that here in just a moment. So now, obviously, we turn our attention to the quest to remove Sterling as an owner. When do you think, I mean, Motez, I mean, what's your pulse? What do you think when this vote will take place? And I know the players, they want a timeline.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there's probably an army of lawyers working on this. And from what I've heard, I don't think Donald Sterling is just going to lay over and give away the team without a fight from his own lawyers. So, I'm not a lawyer personally. There are enough lawyers working on this, and I think this could take a while. This might drag on till after the playoffs, and, you know, kind of in the quiet time of the offseason, we might hear more about this. But I don't expect anything to happen in the next couple of weeks. Also, you know, there's an ugly underbelly to this whole situation in that it's given some validity for people who have an axe to grind with other people to record their conversations, to expose private calls, emails, texts, and to bring them out into the public sphere and say, hey, look, everybody, you know, this is an awful person. I think he should be banned from his business or whatnot. I think with Sterling, this is an absolute extreme example. I mean, what he said was so, vile that everybody, unanimously decried him as somebody horrible and somebody who should not have anything to do with the NBA. However, there are shades of gray underneath where, if everybody's messages were exposed, the world, nobody would talk to each other in the world at some point,
Uh-huh.
And that's just the one thing I don't really like about this. And that is actually what surprised me about how hard the hammer came down, is that they completely overlooked that part and said, okay, we don't care how this news got out. We just know it got out and we're going to react to it. And fair enough, that's a decision that they took. If it was me, I'm not sure I could have ignored it so easily, but what's done is done, and more power to them.
Well, the reaction has been very strong, and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, so impressed. I mean, delivers an extraordinary punishment to the Clippers owner, Donald Sterling. There's some curiosity on my part in how transparent this vote will be.
I think you're right. Unless it's unanimous, some of the owners don't want their names associated with backing him, for sure. This is what I will say about it. Even if they can't legally force him to sell, and apparently there is a way that they can if they get a majority ownership, vote against him. But even if it's going to be difficult, what they can do is make it very, very difficult for him to still want to own the team. I mean, if you own this massive asset and you can't even show up at any arena or have anything to do with management, at some point you're just going to feel like a social pariah that's just getting negative press day in, day out. And at some point they will squeeze him to the point where he says, you know what, I just don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably what they're hoping we'll end up with. I know there's a case, we're jogging our memories back about 20 years, where the owner of the San Francisco 49ers, Eddie DiBartolo Jr., he had some shady dealings with the governor of Louisiana. He was trying to get a gambling license. He paid $400,000 to the guy under the table, and that was all exposed. So he was busted for trying to cover something up, something up from the courts, and he was banned for a year and then was really marginalized and squeezed out until he sold it to his sister, who then took over the team. Now, whether or not Sterling can end up selling to somebody in his family, that's, again, a legal quandary. Okay, he's out. What if his son takes over? Who knows? I mean, it's going to be difficult, but we know for a fact there are more than enough people who are dying to buy the Clippers. So who knows? We'll wait and see how it all plays out.
Okay, Motez Bashara with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We want you to connect with us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. So let's move ahead. Let's focus our attention on the first round coverage. How would you summarize this first round? Because it's been very intense.
It's been amazing. I mean, the parity in the league is obviously very strong right now. You've got a lot of 8-1s going at it, head to toe, back and forth. There's a couple of teams, strong teams, on the brink of elimination here. I mean, Indiana, boy, oh boy, what's going on with their team, huh? They're like imploding all over the place. San Antonio, Dallas, that's been a really competitive series. My team, the Brooklyn Nets, are on the brink of elimination. They're struggling against Toronto. They actually angled their own position to get a six, so they could play Toronto to avoid Chicago. And now Chicago looks like the team they should have played.
Right, with the Wizards bouncing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And then you've got, your own hometown Houston Rockets there. They're also on the brink of elimination. It's been amazing, wild, competitive, a lot of overtime games. It's been a really, really fun first round.
It certainly has. So you've been tracking and covering closely, obviously, the Clippers and the Warriors. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I think back to Game 5, certainly so much emotion in the building, but what has impressed you the most about this particular series?
I think the way that the Clippers have bounced back and shaken off all the distractions. I felt like as soon as they got on the court for Game 5, they were all business. They managed to just be professionals and forget about everything. And from the Warriors' side, boy, their shooting streaks are incredible. I mean, I love watching their perimeter players, the Splash Brothers, as call them. Yeah, I mean, those two, I just, any game that they're on, I just want to watch. So they're really fun to watch. I have to say, I think I would rather the Clippers win because I think they can go further in the playoffs. And I think the Warriors are a little bit limited with perimeter play, and that that doesn't take you that far in the playoffs.
Motez Bashara with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We're quickly running out of time. It's been a lot of fun, obviously, to watch Blake Griffin, and he's got all that overwhelming athleticism, but he is not, what I've been able to see is that he's just not a one-dimensional player anymore. He's really developed a game below the rim. Okay, give us a plug, Motez, for your book that you released last year.
Absolutely. So Beating the NBA, it's all about my journey around the U.S., trying to get the best deals and to share my stories and other fan stories with everybody out there. I've got a Kindle promo deal coming out Friday, $1.99 for a Kindle copy. That's about the best deal you can get on the street. It'll show you how to save potentially hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars on tickets to all live events, the NBA or sports. And, you know, you could save some money and you could also get entertained and get informed and, you know, enjoy yourself, hopefully.
And I love what it says on the front cover. A must read, an author's love for the game of basketball and for bargain hunting is always apparent. Incredibly interesting and thoroughly enjoyable. Congratulations on that. Motez, we look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Again, the title of the book is Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Enjoy the playoffs, Motez.
Thank you so much.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. You stay close.